Florida.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this afternoon. You're back with Irene and Mariska. So for you, it's time to take 25, go grab a cuppa, put your feet up, relax, and join the conversation. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Groove, slam, work it back. Filter that, baby, bump that track. Groove, slam, work it back. Filter that, baby, bump that track. Groove, slam, work it back. Space Cowboy, just play that track. Gaga in the room. So starstruck, cherry, 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 boom, boom.
Rolling out to the club on the weekend. Standing up to the beat that you're freaking. Fantasize on the track like you're tweaking. Blow my heart up. Put your hands on my waist, pull the fader. Run it back with original flavor. Cue me up, I'm the 12 on your table. I'm so starstruck. I'm so starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck.
Baby, could you blow my heart up? I'm so
starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up? I'm so starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
Baby, could you blow my heart up? Baby, now that we're alone, got a request. Would you make me number one on your playlist? Could get Dre headphones with the left side. I don't want to stretch it back and forth, uh-huh. Put your hands on my waist, pull the fader. Run it back with the original flavor. Get the breakdown first. Up under the chorus of the birth. Make it reverse.
I'm so starstruck.
Baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck.
But when she got all them big rims, into that cash flow, I'm a fan and you don't trip. She try to say hand over your signature right here, like I just a dotted line, and I'm supposed to sign. How she added a phonetic and I think it's going down. She's so starstruck, the gal all stuck. I should have had an overdose, too many Starbucks. Ain't never seen a baller, paper that's that taller. Stunners who let the top back on that Chevy Impala. Hummers and all that, fully loaded with two ballers. What did you call that when you're shown it with two daughters? But that's another chapter, son of a bachelor. All no mean I spotted a baby actor. Complete swagger, they go to dagger. Got what she wants, shot it happily ever after.
I'm so starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up? I'm so starstruck.
Baby, could you blow my heart up? I'm so
starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
Groove, slam, work it back. Filter that, baby, bump that track. Groove, slam, work it back. Filter that, baby, bump that track. Groove, slam, work it back. Filter that, baby, bump that track. Groove, slam, work it back.
Filter that,
baby, bump that track.
Baby, now that we're alone, got a request. Would you make me number one on your playlist? Could get Dre headphones with the left side. I don't wanna stretch it back and forth, uh-huh. Put your hands on my waist, pull the fader. Run it back with the original flavor. Get the breakdown first. Up under the chorus of the verse.
I'm so
starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
Hey, great to be back again. And here we are, another Wednesday, another hump day, ready to go. Do you know, I'm sitting here just looking at my notes. Not that I've really scribbled much down, but I'm looking at my notes and I've got Thistle Services Laura. I have no idea what that means.
Well, I don't either. They're not my notes.
I know, but I mean, who knows?
Hey, I heard something really interesting on the radio this morning, which I thought you might be interested in. There's a lady giving away free plants, free flowering plants, and wanting people to plant as many of them as they can around so that we have more pollen for the bees.
Mm.
Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't heard of that one, but I do know that bees within towns now are getting more and more popular, and that we do. In Norway, actually, they planted a bee highway. And
oh, that's what she was talking about.
Yes. So obviously we don't have, and especially with this high density housing, if I'm just using Auckland for an example, the gardens are disappearing, and so we don't have as many flowers obviously around in the gardens anymore. And this is what happened in Norway as well. And so with all the big kind of high density apartment buildings, they got everybody, or encouraged everybody, to put it plants out on their deck, you know, like hanging baskets, but also on the top of all the buildings they planted, and so that the bees had places to go and get nectar. Yeah.
So when they're talking about a highway, they're not talking about putting all these flowers down our motorways.
It'd be nice to have those back. You know, they used to do that.
Yes, they did.
And if you left from Auckland down to the Waikato, they used to have those wildflowers.
It was massive and it was beautiful and it looked amazing. I don't know what's happened to them.
And I don't know why, because there was a huge bit of research done on that, actually, to how it calmed people down. Without, you know, that kind of subliminal stuff that goes on. But, yeah, it's a real shame that they didn't continue that.
So how are your bees doing?
Wow, we've had one of them's flown the nest, actually. So from our four hives, one of them has swarmed. So we've lost one hive, which is quite early in the season to do that. But the other three hives are going really, really well.
Oh, great.
So now the challenge is to watch carefully that they don't do too well and they get too many bees and they swarm as well. So
they won't just go and use the other one that's been emptied?
No, well, they've already robbed that out, actually. So all of the honey that was in there has been robbed. So, well, they call it robbing. It means when a hive's empty and there's nobody guarding it, any other bees that, well, of course, they can smell where the honey is, they'll go in and nick that honey, go and rob that honey from there.
So how do you get that? How do you start another one up then?
We'll split the box. So with one of the other hives that's doing really well, within the next couple of weeks, we'll split it. So by that, we mean we take a whole lot of bees out and put them in the other box, and the bees recognise that there's no queen, so they make a queen cell, and then that queen, hopefully, if all goes to plan, when that queen's born, then that they become a hive.
Right, okay.
So it's really interesting. They don't know that, you know, they recognise there's no queen there, so they make a specific cell, and they feed it that royal jelly stuff, and that bee becomes the queen, and then she, starts laying.
And we think we're clever.
Oh, yeah, right. We're not even close, eh, when you look at what some of nature does. Yeah, we're not even close to that kind of thing. Yeah. So a little bit disappointing, but the other three hives are doing really, really well. But it's just that this kind of time in spring, you just have to watch, because if they get too many bees, it's easy for them to just take off. And it could be done, you know, it could be one day later, you know.
Right.
So you're just watching.
Right.
But,
so you're not interested in planting more flowers around your property? You've got enough around there.
Oh, well, actually, we've actively planted for our bees as well. So we've put a lot of different flowers in, and we've actually put in a lavender hedge as well.
Okay.
They love lavender. And you know, this is really quite interesting. Well, it was to me. It was really frustrating, actually. Lavender's actually not that cheap to buy. You know, so if you go down to your local garden centre, lavender's not that cheap. And anyway, so what I thought I would do is I'd try to, you know, grow some from cuttings. So I did that. A little bit of root hormone on, put them in the garage in nice little pots, you know. Well, do you think I could get them going? No. Really frustrating. Anyway, so I just stuck some in the ground outside with a bit of root hormone, and they're fine. Yeah. They're growing like weeds.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it, but to try and to pot them up, they wouldn't take.
So you just don't do it the normal way, because, it does. It grows like weed.
Yeah.
It just takes off everywhere. And the new house that I've moved into has got a whole pile that's just needs to be cut right back and then start again.
Yeah. So we've kind of got a hedge, and then we've just done a whole lot of cuttings to go up the pathway up to the orchard, so it'll kind of, the pathway will be lined by lavender as well.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. And the bees love it, but also just some of the plants we've been looking at, you know, the little the little baby dwarf pahutakawa plants and loads more tea tree and also, oh, those little, oh, what are those Australian ones? The bottle brushes.
Oh, right.
And the little Johns and the bottle brushes and stuff. Yeah. And yeah.
Talking about plants, that thing that I got the brain drain about last week, I used to always pull out the mangroves. You know, when I'm walking along the beach, I'd pull out the mangrove seedlings along the beach and that, because I believed that they were clogging up our waterways when I was younger. And then all this information came out, how the mangroves were wonderful, how they created fish sanctuaries, and how they aerated the water and cleaned the water and so on and so forth. And so I remember actually doing loads of reading about it to find out. And so then I started, protecting mangroves, you know, being positive about mangroves, saying what wonderful things they are. And blow me down, I found out on the weekend that is just why somebody would put all that information out when it's a load of crap, I don't know. Excuse that word. But somebody did a lot of work on indoctrinating people that they were good for the waterways and society and that, and they're totally not. Apparently we have a New Zealand indigenous mangrove, which is not the corrosive one that has taken over. It's gone now.
I didn't know that.
Apparently.
Yeah.
When I was getting all this information from the chap who's done all the study and work about it, he's actually a Coast Guard master and he's very into protecting our waterways and keeping them clean and natural and all the rest of it. So he, I mean, I believe him absolutely, totally. He knows so much about the subject. He wasn't 100% sure. Apparently it got driven out by all the mangroves that have come in from Australia and all over the place that are really horrible. You know, they've just taken over everything and they need to be totally cut out. So I found that really, really interesting and really annoying that all the information that we were getting from the university scientists and that about it being good is just a load of rubbish.
Yeah, there's arguments on both sides of that as well. I've always, actually, like you, I've always thought they were negative. I suppose they have their place. It's like reclaiming land, really, isn't it? But it must do something, I suppose, if land's been reclaimed to that channel of water. Yeah, so I wouldn't know either way, but I've always thought of them as negative and kind of taking over.
Yeah, well, they are.
No, that's kind of thing. But I didn't know we had a native one, though.
He wasn't 100% positive about that because it was killed out a long time ago, if it existed. I can't remember what his story was around that. These ones are just like all the other things that have been introduced from overseas. They're just totally negative to our way of life. And so everybody start pulling those seedlings out of the foreshore whenever you're walking along the beach again.
Actually, I'll tell you what we did walking along the beach the other day, as I was after some seaweed for the garden. So I have decided to attempt some liquid fertiliser this year.
Oh, so, wow.
Of course, we've got enough poops and stuff around, you know, around the block. So, and so I was just kind of reading up on some different recipes, but I think it probably doesn't matter what you put in there. But one was seaweed. Now, for some reason, every beach we went to, we obviously went at the wrong time because I couldn't really find any seaweed. But one beach we found seagrass. And it's like a little fine grass that grows. And there was just piles and piles and piles of this dead sea grass. And so I thought, well, I'll get some of that. And so I'm trialing that. So it can be used as a compost as well to, round plants. And so I've got, so rather than seaweed, we've got seagrass. We've got pony poop in there. we've got banana skins in there. And what else did I put in there?
Is this putting it into sort of a compost type thing so it all breaks down, or are you putting it direct on the garden?
No, this is going into a big bin and with water.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, and so it'll be a liquid fertiliser. So it's got to sit for about 8 weeks and kind of mull around and stuff.
Okay, well, I'll buy some off you.
Yeah.
I buy the seaweed fertilizer all the time from places like, you know, Mitre 10 and whatnot. And it's brilliant. It just, you know, was out at everything. I actually experimented and I had two pots with exactly the same of everything in them, and I used liquid fertiliser was one and none was the other, and the liquid fertiliser one just hands down beat the other one.
Well, we'll see. We'll give it a go and you'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sure it can't be bad for them, whatever it is, but yeah, so the potatoes are just starting to come up, so I think I might just give them a wee bit, you know, well, maybe a little bit further on. But, yeah, just use it and just...
You're talking about that grass. Now, I wonder whether that's a natural New Zealand product or an introduced one, because up in the islands they have what we would call dugong grass, because it's what the dugongs would graze on.
Okay,
and it's just like our cows grazing outside, the dugongs would graze on this grass that used to grow along the seabed.
Could well be, you know, maybe just... because you could see it on the sea under the water, and this is just all the stuff that had been washed up, and there were just mounds and mounds of this stuff. It was one of the beaches up north, and so I didn't kind of feel bad lifting it off the beach type thing.
No, you're probably doing the beach a favour.
Yeah. But well, as long as it doesn't grow, but I'm sure it needs sand to grow. Who knows? I mean, I did use some as compost underneath our some of the plants, just put it down, and then I put some bark on top of that. Yeah, who knows, I might have a garden full of seagrass. But
that would be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be really interesting. Well, we've got a huge kelp industry going on in New Zealand now that's being exported overseas, so that's maybe why there's no kelp on
maybe
them.
So, yeah. I think you have to go after a big storm as well. But do you remember as a child squishing it, you know, the little beads?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of looking for.
I haven't seen any of those
for
ages. I don't know that we have them anymore.
Yeah, that's what I kind of had in my mind, all that big kelp stuff.
Mm.
And no, we couldn't find any of that. So we thought, well, we'll try the seagrass. And yeah,
it's all worth an experiment. Isn't it lovely watching all the birds coming out? Oh, the racket. I've got big trees all around me at the moment, and the rackets they make at 4:30, 5 o'clock. Look at these eyes hanging out. But I don't care. It's just amazing. And the swallows and everything that's just...
Yeah, we've got a couple of swallows this year. So our neighbour has always had swallows, and so they've decided to visit us this time round. So we've just been watching them, and they take a long time, I think, to make a decision. They keep watching that
of where they're going to stay, where they're going to make their nest. Yeah, they're very particular.
They've been there hanging around for a couple of weeks, looking, watching, just being around, but they've started building their nest right outside our front door, which is probably not helpful for the poop that's going to land on there, but that's okay. We'll just wash it away. So they've made their little nest up on the sensor from the light. And you wouldn't believe it. We've actually turned that light off.
Oh, you big wolf.
I know.
What are you going to do when these swallows start bombing
attacking
you and won't let you in the front door? Then you're really going to be in trouble. You're going to be climbing
that light back on.
Oh, I had one that built, a couple that built their nest in my boom of my boat one time.
Oh.
And, I mean, they built the nest really quickly because I used to use my boat every weekend, so they literally got in there and built the nest in a week. But they built it right in the neck of it where it attached to the mast, and there was no way I could sail without destroying their nest. So I tried to move it and put it somewhere else, you know, intact, like I was trying to get it out whole. Wow, these things, they just attacked me like you wouldn't believe.
So protective, aren't they?
Oh, they're vicious. So really vicious when they get going.
Yeah, but maybe I better find the key to the ranch slider.
I think that might be a good idea. Otherwise, you're going to be having to move that nest, or you're going to be camping outside until the swallows go.
And then, of course, you know, I park my car right out the door and they think that's a lovely big red rock. And there they sit and poop all down the car. It's just lovely having them round, I think. And
Have you got tuis?
Yeah, we got loads of tuis. Mm. Actually, there must not be a lot of feed around yet, because we do feed we put some sugar water out for the tuis during the winter. But they're actually still coming in expecting it, so there must not be a lot out there for them yet, well, especially in our area. But we will often have them nesting quite close to the house as well. Now, as we get older, or, well, whether we get older or not, but I've lost a couple of, what do you call it, streams of hearing or whatever? Different, you know how different sounds, sometimes people lose that sound?
Oh, yeah.
Have had for years, and one of the sounds I don't hear is the chick, the tui chick, chirping.
Oh, you can see that they are chirping, but can't hear it. Right.
No, well, it wakes Jeff up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I sleep soundly through it. As they get a bit older, and the maybe the chirp deepens to whichever pitch it is, I can hear it fine, but not when they're real babies. Mm. And we had one the other year right underneath the window. The bedroom window, and Jeff would be like woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning with this damn thing chirping. Oh, I'm just sleeping straight through.
If he woke you up, you still wouldn't hear it?
Yeah, no, won't hear it at all.
Okay,
yeah.
So that is, having had all these operations on my ears for years and years and years, you have, when you go into the thing and they test you, that goes through this range of decibels, you know that. And so everybody has got ones that they're not quite hearing. And both my ears are totally different, so that's really cool because it covers.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Yeah, no, there's one that's totally out for me and I don't hear it at all. He said, are you sure you can't hear that? I'm like, no, can't hear a thing.
Yeah,
so it's obviously just that particular pitch or decibel or whatever you call it that, just doesn't quite fit.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful, particularly when you've got, I'm quite deaf to some of the higher ones, and when you've got the squeaky woman with a sort of real squeaky voices, particularly like the netball commentators, one of them drives me nuts. You know, I just take the hearing aid out and turn the TV up because it doesn't turn her up because it's not, you know. It works. It's great. There's all sorts of ways. You can manipulate your hearing like you wouldn't believe.
No, but it is interesting. We've got to keep looking after that hearing, don't we, which we didn't really figure that out till many years later, and I think a lot of us are probably paying for that now. You know, when we were younger, not wearing earmuffs and all of that type of thing, we just never used to,
did we? Do we learn? No, we don't learn. We've got the same problem arising with our eyes now.
Wow, with the screens. No, exactly, we don't learn. There we go. We're all out there not learning, but we've learned something, I'm sure. Anyway, that's it for this week. Let's see if we can learn something and share that next week. Look, there's our little challenge. What are we going to learn during the week? Hey, guys, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Yeah.